Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello and welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, your weekly pod to help you save and make more money. My name is Michelle Baltazar. I'm the editor-in-chief here at Money Magazine. Thank you for joining us. Today, our guest is someone who is a familiar name to all our money readers. She writes a monthly column in the magazine on all things super, and she's been on the podcast a couple of times. Today, we've got her back in to talk about an article we published in the June issue titled Get Set for the Golden Years. I'm talking about our senior writer and columnist, Vita Palestrant. Vita, welcome back to Friends with Money.
Good to be here, Michelle. Thank you.
I know that with this article, it's quite interesting because you're talking about countdown to retirement. Now, when do we start planning for retirement exactly?
From the minute you're born. No, really, from your first super fund at the very least. If you have got the right super fund and the right investment and it's sitting there for the next 40 years, you have set yourself up very well for a good retirement. But 10 years out from retirement, you really do have to start planning.
Which is what you talked about in the article, right?
So, correct.
What do we do 10 years from now?
Most people in their 50s will be at the peak of their career. Their kids will hopefully have fled the nest.
I love how you said that and you exhaled there. It's like, hopefully they've fled the nest. The trend is coming back, like, you know.
Sadly, yes.
Coming back, yeah.
It is. But at any rate, even if they are still at home, they've finished their education and they're working, and you should have the cash flow. And that spare cash flow, you should do two things with. The most important thing to set yourself up in retirement is pay down your debt, and that means your mortgage, as well as put anything extra into super. From an investment point of view, you can't do better. The tax advantages are numerous and many.
And that feels simple enough to do, right? So you sit down, you look at your mortgage, and you try and fast track your payments. And then super, again, many of us, I mean, if you think about the generation after the baby boomer generation, you're really looking at anywhere between 20 to 30 years of superannuation savings.
Absolutely.
By the time you get there. So if you can just get that right, look at your super.
Correct.
And make sure that that's just ticking along. And I know that you can contribute, right? So
yes,
there's like a maximum amount that you can contribute each year.
Yes, that's $27,500. Before tax. So it can even bring your tax bracket down.
Nice.
So you get a kicker there. Plus, as you say, it is compounding, and there's nothing more powerful than interest compounding on interest compounding on interest.
Now, I know that in a previous podcast, you did acknowledge that superannuation is complex. There are all these rules, but there is one. There's this kind of mouthful of a term called a downsizer contribution. That just sounds scary. Like, what am I downsizing? What is the contribution? But this is a good thing to think about if you're 10 years away from retirement. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, look, it also helps make more properties available for young people coming up with families. So you might not want the double story and the hedges and the large gardens. You can downsize to an apartment. You could in your local area. Doesn't necessarily cost less, but as a result of doing this downsizer contribution, you can put $300,000 into your super. And $600,000 if you're a couple. You can only do it once.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even do it if you're over 75.
Okay.
So, and there's a rule about 75. So it is something to really think about. But since you've raised the whole issue of selling your property, sometimes people think, oh, wouldn't it be nice to go and live in Byron Bay when I retire? The problem with that, and we had this during the 91 recession, is a lot of people, properties were booming just before the recession. People went to all these lifestyle seaside places or tree change, and then discovered all their friends, their family, and hospitals, and all the things they need, conveniences, were back in Sydney or Melbourne or
where they lived. Yes.
Where they lived. But the thing is, they couldn't get back. To buy back into a capital city is very hard. So you have to think about that very carefully.
I think you should do like a practice run, like maybe live in Byron for a couple of months.
Yes.
I just imagine people with this idea of living by the beach. And then even for me, like after a month of living by the beach and it's like salt everywhere, I'm like, I have to like take a shower 5 times a day just to get rid of like the salt. So
absolutely.
You have to be mindful of the reality.
Run a trial. Totally. It looks good, you know, on holiday, it's perfect, but living there permanently and being separated from family and friends is another story.
Okay, so let me get this right. Number one, you need to make sure 10 years out that you've paid off all your bad debts or
and your
even
mortgage.
Your mortgage. Yeah,
absolutely.
So that's number one. Number two, you need to make sure that you take advantage of super as a way
Correct.
To put all your savings, because that's the way you maximize your returns.
It's tax advantage.
It's tax advantage. And number three, if you have a home, either you consider downsizing in the vicinity of where you live, if that's the kind of, you know, if you're used to it, or think twice before you move to Byron
Correct.
Or Bondi or, you know.
Absolutely. Again, you know, with all these contributions, Michelle, you need to check the rules and your eligibility. That's terribly important. And also, what investment option are you in? Now, a lot of people get nervous before they go into retirement. And most of the experts will say, you know, stick to the balanced fund or the, if you've got the appetite for it, the growth fund. Because you're still a long way off in your 50s. And who knows, you might want to work till 70. So don't start getting skittish at that point. There's still time for down markets to recover with that time frame.
Which is a good point, because a lot of people would have felt nervous that the recession, the markets have gone down. Although
Correct.
Interestingly enough, they've bounced back up, right?
Correct.
So if you think about March 2020, the, you know, COVID lockdowns just started and markets were down, but here we are and the markets have gone up. So you reckon don't be skittish around market cycles.
You've got 10 years out, you know, and there's time for markets to recover in that, you know, we're talking about the long term here. So, and it's important just to be in a solid fund. A super fund that performs consistently over the long term. And as you approach retirement, you also want a fund that is good at taking your calls.
Yes.
And has good consultants if you want to check the rules on anything, how anything works, or perhaps even see one of their financial planners. Having raised the issue of financial planners, it's a good idea to start. You know, you might want to see one with this lead up to retirement, because it is complex. Everybody's circumstances are different and you don't want to make any mistakes that you
yes.
might regret later.
Within this 10 years, this is really the window where you can
yes.
play catch up, or you can kind of do the things
Absolutely.
That you haven't had the chance to do because you've been busy raising kids
Absolutely.
Who are back at home now.
And they're very expensive.
They're very expensive. I know. It's scaring the bejesus out of everyone. So, all right. So I think we've got that. And just a little quick tip as well for all our money readers. If you look at our website, we do have a section on superannuation funds where we talk about all the different super funds there. So that could be a good way to
yes.
start checking on your super. Okay. So very quickly now, 5 years out. We've got 5 years.
Okey-doke.
What do we have to do?
Hopefully you're well set up. You're in the fund you should be in. You've asked all your fund all the questions. You've perhaps taken financial advice, which will cost you a bit, unfortunately, but it's well worth it. You've got to check your insurance because you're not a spring chicken anymore.
You're not a spring chicken anymore. You're Maryland
chicken.
Have you got
too much insurance or have you got too little? Work out that you have the right amount.
Well, Jennifer Lopez is 60. She looks like a spring chicken.
She does. And have an enduring power of attorney, because what happens if you lose capacity? You also need to look at making your death benefit nominations. Who are your beneficiaries going to be? Some people prefer to have a binding nomination, which means that's cast in stone. Your fund has to carry out your wishes. But you need to review that, especially, you know, there might be a divorce or someone might pass away. So keep it in mind to have that sort of thing up to date. People forget it because, you know, people tend to look at their funds performance and the money side, but not the insurance side and who their beneficiaries are. The other thing you need to do is, are you going to make your path to retirement a staged thing? I think in Europe, there's more of an attitude of having a balance, not this thing of working very hard to the last minute, and then boom, your check stops and your mental stimulation and your community and your sense of self and your productivity stops dead.
Yes.
And a lot of people find that a very hard adjustment. They don't realize until it happens. So think very carefully about how you want to handle your retirement. Is it going to be perhaps you just work 3 days a week in your 60s, past 67 or whatever it is, which is the age, pension age, and say perhaps 2 days if you can in your 70s, then you're still engaged. You're still part of the community. And if you do want to just take time, you know, stop work altogether, there's volunteering, do a degree. But you have to stay healthy and mentally alert. People who sit at home are not going to fare very well.
I like that. So 5 years out, it's not just about the money now.
Correct.
You're now thinking about your kind of mental health, your physical health. All right. So just to recheck, check your insurance.
Yes.
Check your power of attorney.
Yes.
And now that I've thrown in the downsizer contributions, I'm going to whack in another term there.
Yeah.
You've talked about binding nominations. So check the money website to find out what binding nominations. It's like getting married. I'm like, it's a binding nomination.
It means the trustee, you know, your super's held through a trustee. And they've just simply, if you don't say where you want your money to go, and you're very clear about it, they'll usually give it to your spouse or your children. But for example, you might want it to go just to your spouse or just to your children. If you might be in a blended family.
You're being spiteful towards your spouse.
Well, look, these days, you know, things, you know, they're blended families.
Correct. It's more the blended families and just making sure your priorities are set 5 years out.
That's right.
All right, now, this is now the final countdown. We are 1 year out of retirement. What are the three things you should do when you're kind of fast approaching that golden time in your life?
So hopefully all your goals and your plans are coming together. You should be clearer whether you're going to stop working altogether or phase down, you know. Take it easy and just do a few days' work. It's often too late to go back to your employer once you've retired fully and say, I'm bored, I'm going out of my mind, could I please? Sometimes they will take you back as a sort of consultant or whatever, but it's better to think these things out very clearly before you, you know, wave goodbye to your colleagues.
Yes.
So there's that. The other thing is, you know, this is something you should be aware of at the outset when you are planning for retirement. Your money has to last 20 to 25 years,
or 30
if not
years.
Longer.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
You know, people who are doing well can go, you know, healthy, can go out well into their 90s. It's something you really have to think about when you start working out your goals. probably, you know, you'd probably be more focused on this 5 years out, but at 1 year out, you really have to
really knuckle down and, really and think,
will my money last till I'm 90? Will it pay for my health, aged care, all those issues, my health insurance, help?
Yes.
So, you know, this is really the countdown. This is the last throw of the dice. And again, how are you doing with your debt, your mortgage? You know, just remember, if you've still got that mortgage, when you start drawing down on your pension balance, it's going to, you know, it's going to take...
It'll eat it up.
It'll eat it up. So you don't want to be in that situation. In the last year, what you can do is adopt a bucket strategy. So you leave your investment option in your balance fund, but you have with it, alongside it, a cash bucket. And you ask your employer to put forward all your contributions into that. And you build up 2 to 3 years worth of pension drawdown. So if there is an event like a GFC, you're not drawing down on the balance fund. You're drawing down on the cash bucket, because the last thing you want to do is liquidate investments like shares, whatever it is, in that down market, because you can't recoup that. You might not be able to recoup that loss, those losses. And you might want to even think of doing it 5 years before retirement. And that will give you peace of mind. You're drawing from the cash component of your super and leaving the balanced investments intact. And all you have to do is instruct your super fund where you want your pension income from.
So the cash bucket strategy.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So again, now that it feels like it would make sense to do all of those things, and 10 years out, 5 years out, a year out, these are all realistic expectations and planning. Again, it all depends on your personal circumstance.
Very important. Yep.
So I think we've got a lot to talk about still on this topic, but we'll leave it there for now. Any final words for anyone who's listening now? They're in their 50s and they're planning. What would be your last piece of advice?
If you leave it to the last minute, you're going to regret it. You'll never, ever regret planning carefully, getting your head around that lingo, speaking to your super fund, understanding it. You have to understand super. It's a marvelous thing. It really is. Our system is much admired internationally. But it is complex, and you have to have the patience to come to grips with it. And you can even do that 10 years out. So don't be in the camp of those who said, I wish I did, I could have, I would have. You know, it's too late.
It's too late. And again, you know, you want to take advantage of the power of compound interest and the tax system that we have.
That about sums it up, Michelle. Absolutely. It's tax advantaged. The benefits are enormous. So plan. You won't regret it.
Fantastic. Well said. So once again, thank you for joining us today, Vita.
Thank you, Michelle.
Now, before we go, don't forget that if you enjoy listening to the Friends with Money podcast, we'd love for you to recommend it to your own friends and family. Or you can help us out by leaving a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. You can also send in any questions, comments, or even any topics you'd love us to cover here on Supa with Vita through our dedicated email, which is podcast@moneymag.com.au. And finally, make sure you head over to moneymag.com.au for all our latest financial news and stories, including in superannuation. That's it for this episode. I'm Michelle Baltazar. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.